All right, John, let's do our intros. John, you want to start? I'm terrible at this.
Before we start, but Risa's dancing in the background. I'm John, former chief of staff at Patreon, former early stage VC, long time AI and ML area practitioner. Excited to be here to gain a better understanding of how folks interact with different types of AI and automation tools, and to learn more about what folks are excited about. Turning it over to my host, Jason.
Hi, this is Jason. I'm a founder of Closer, a B2B SaaS company. I was early employee at Aurora Solar, and also have a couple of tech experiences before that. Like John, I come more from a builder background, and I've been tinkering with stuff a lot of times. And obviously, AI is front and center of how we code, how we build. And so, very honored to do this podcast. And with John, we're going to explore and understand how people are embracing or not embracing AI. All right. So, John, first question for you. What is our vision? We've been talking about this, but maybe we'll put it on the record, as they say.
Yeah, we are generally excited to understand how people are using AI today, especially given the rapid pace of change. And as part of that, we want to understand what they are excited about, how they're adding it to their daily workflow, and the points of friction that they feel today. Where does AI fall short? I think in the long term, we want to get more into understanding opportunities and trends within AI as well. So look forward to discussing how that's all going to evolve and adapt over the next couple of years. We've seen a lot of rapid change happen already in the last year and a half since OpenAI came to the scene with ChatGPT, followed by quick follows from Anthropic, and other companies. And yeah, the pace of change, I think, dictates a lot of volatility, and within volatility, there's opportunity. Jason, which parts of AI are you the most excited to dig into?
I'm, being a builder, right? And kind of I call myself an engineering turned builder. I think over time, my interest and passion has gone from how you build something to why you build something. And the why we build something often, begs the question of what problem are we solving? How are we improving people's lives? So I'm very excited to be talking to a lot of folks and, us two discussing as well where that boundary sits. Like, where are people excelling at using AI and where are people struggling to use AI, right? And, if they're excelling, right, is it a simple hack that we can all learn, a GPT hack, a GPT prompt that we can all learn? And if it's something more difficult, hey, is there a big opportunity for a company to solve a problem in that space? So those are fun things for me. Love to see where this goes.